Pope Benedict XVI's four-day visit to Germany marks his third return to his homeland. The first was in August 2005, shortly after the beginning of his pontificate for World Youth Day in Cologne. The second in 2006, when he visited his home state of Bavaria. But the theme chosen to run through this coming visit is Where God is, the future is, and it takes him from the nation's capital, Berlin, onto Erfurt, Etzelsbach and Freiburg. According to the official programme released on Wednesday, it will be a very busy 4 days for Pope Benedict, who is scheduled to meet with religious and political representatives, as well as with members of the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the Council of the German Evangelical Church, representatives of the Orthodox churches, the youth, and with judges of the Federal Constitutional Court. As is his custom, he will address each one of these groups or individuals and participate in a number of ceremonies and events. What the German faithful will be looking out for, of course, are the Holy Masses, and they won't be disappointed. Benedict XVI will be celebrating Mass in Berlin at the Olympic Stadium on Thursday, in Erfurt's Cathedral Square on Saturday, and at the airport in Freiburg on Sunday. He will also lead Vespers in the Wallfahrtskapelle in Etzelsbach on Friday. As always, venues of historic, social and artistic interest have been chosen to host the Holy Father in his encounters, and we'll be catching glimpses of such places as Berlin's Bellevue Castle, the Reichstag, Erfurt's Augustinian Church with its wonderful stained glass windows, the splendid Gothic Cathedral of Freiburg. Pope Benedict XVI ends his visit on Sunday evening with a farewell ceremony at the airport, before flying back to the Vatican, where he should arrive just before 9 p.m. It will be his 20th apostolic journey abroad. I'm Linda Bordoni.